Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. We're going to have a fun conversation. I'm very excited about our guest, Trina and Larry Cooper. They're the founders of the Evolve Expo, and we're going to bring them on in just a few minutes, but I wanted to take a moment and talk about the idea of self-sustainability, our ability to sustain ourselves. I was looking at videos on Facebook, and I noticed people commuting to work. This idea that we have to work to have a legitimate place in our society, the idea that in order to have a place to live that is safe, that we have a sense of control over, in order to have food, in order to have clothing, the way our society is set up is we have to go earn money. And that's all fine and good, perhaps, except when the economy, the money, the value, the currency that we've hooked every aspect of our life on goes up or down. For myself, when I look at the story that we're handing our children, this idea that to go to college to qualify, quote, qualify for a place of employment that is substantial enough to earn a good living, takes you in debt, and then if you get out of college and you can't find a job, it's loading the cards against you, and this is happening collectively across the entire United States, and many other countries have very low tuition or no tuition costs for colleges, but here in the States, there's been so much money hinged on the education, the, quote, higher education that we would need to have the ability to earn enough income to have an adequate life or above average life. When we hinge everything on a single symbol, when we hinge it all on a single symbol, what happens to that symbol touches every aspect of our life. So if you sit down and you think about aspects of your life, where you live, what kind of car you drive, what kind of vacation you take when you go into a restaurant, what you can order if you go shopping, what you can afford, every single one of those things has a dollar sign. There's this dollar sign associated with it. And your choices are dictated by the dollar sign. Even if you have money in a savings account and the bank reports to you a specific number, some number that represents the amount of dollars that you have in that account, the value of those dollars is going up and down. And there's no sustainability when there's a single symbol that is associated with so much of our life. What happens to that symbol directly affects every aspect of our life. So karmically, when we look at situations like that, when it's a monolithic, in other words, the entire system is hinged upon a single episode, event, or idea, that monolithic structure means as the symbol goes, so goes the structure. As the value of the dollar goes, so does everyone attached to the dollar. The curious thing about it is the dollar that we have hinge so much of our life on is just a piece of paper that we have agreed upon to use as currency. We could, if we could collectively get our act together, decide we wanted to reset the system and come up with a new currency and let the old currency go by the wayside because it is so polarized. In other words, so much of the value of the money has been shifted to 1% of the population that 99% of the population is scraping for what's left over. We're running on fumes. We're out of currency. The volume, the sheer volume of money in our economy has been drained, and so we're parched. And so every aspect of our society is looking to make ends meet. If you look at city governments, they're making choices trying to keep the government functional and trying to keep the city or county or state functional. And so they're making concessions based on what forms of money they can expect. So when everything hinges around a single symbol, it's the people, it's us, we the people that decide which symbols we're going to honor, which symbols we're going to hinge the value of our own economy on. These are just basic ideas. If you think about self-sustainability, think about choices. And I love the title of tonight's show, Inspiring Conscious Choices. How many choices do you have about where you get your electricity? How many choices do you have when it comes to creating opportunities in your life? You have to use money, or is there another way to do it? What about bartering? What about trading? Is the way you get something reproducible? In other words, you know, I drive by, there's a wind farm that the federal government runs outside of Boulder here, and there's really, really huge windmills for generating electricity. And the other day I saw a crane that was going to lift the generator up to the top of the windmill, and that crane was so flipping huge. It was gigantic. And if you've ever done a big project that requires a crane, you have to schedule them weeks, months, and longer out. In other words, if you have a problem with that windmill and it stops producing electricity, you won't be able to even physically touch it until you can get a big-ass crane to show up. Well, that's not very reproducible. That source of electricity becomes vulnerable because there's only so many cranes that are that big in the state or the Intermountain region. And so even though wind generators can supply, quote, free electricity, there's actually a very expensive price to pay in the sense that it's not very reproducible. I could go on and talk about having multiple sources and the integrity of the sources being transparent and whatnot, but I'd rather get the show started with our guests. Trina and Larry Cooper, I really like what they're doing because they're creating an opportunity for all of us to expand our awareness of what's available to us as far as how we live our life. By creating the Evolve Expo, they have brought together so many resources relating to the self-sustainability of how we live our life. Join me in welcoming Trina and Larry to the show. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having us. It's great to be with you tonight.
Thank you so much, Les. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you tonight.
What got in you guys that had you bring about the Evolve Expo? I mean, I love what you did with that. How did that start?
Well, it started with a great imagination, obviously, and thinking of what the possibilities were of sharing information and researching as much as we could, and then not only researching, but then taking the things that we were learning and seeing and start putting them into our own lives and see what the changes were. Everything from, you know, taking a look at how we were eating food, what foods we were eating, the chemical intake we had in our bodies, alkalinity versus acid type of structure in your body, and then going back to Mother Nature a lot and see what's possible of making sure that we're living off the land again and we're honoring Mother Earth, and find out how to garden again and take care of the soil and all the plants and the animals and the bugs and everything that are surviving out here on our own properties. And then bringing it all together just to simplify life a little bit. And then along with that, we have been involved in alternative health care or a variety of health care practices for a while. And so we've brought all those things together. And Trina obviously wants to jump into this conversation.
The idea was really to bring things out.
Are you muted?
It sounds like you're muted.
Yeah, there you go. I got it. When we first started this, what we did was we wanted to bring things forward that weren't available and easily to the general public. There's so much that's going on in the world right now. To think that we know everything that there is to know is so self-limiting. And so to stay in a structure of always doing things exactly the same way, you don't grow, you don't expand, you don't have a joyful life, you really quit living. And as we started coming up with the concept, we were introduced also to Foster Gamble, and we showed at our very first Evolve Expo in 2011, we showed the movie Thrive, and that really got us thinking about all the different facets where we really are kind of stuck in our thinking and begin to research what's out there, what's available, what are all these creative minds doing, and how can we help them bring their ideas and concepts to the general public. So, you know, it took a turn. In the beginning, the group we were working with voted on addressing the GMO labeling. So the next thing we knew, we were in the middle of running the initiative in Colorado, the Yes on 105 to label GMOs. And even though it didn't pass in Colorado last November, there was a huge impact on the state, and everywhere people went, they were talking about what's a GMO and what is healthy food and how is it being grown, and you know, it's just amazing. So there's so many facets to bring forward. That was just one of them. And we cover several areas in Evolve Expo. Food's one.
You know, we had we had Foster Gamble on the show just a little while ago. I can relate to how much information there is in that Thrive movie. You know, when you talk about food and GMOs, the inherent wisdom in life itself, in the form of plants, in the form of our own physical bodies. There's a. Are you familiar with the book Anastasia?
Yes. Yeah, we both are.
Absolutely.
In that book, she talks about how when you have your own garden, the plants are directly responding to you and become your pharmacy, because there's that life interaction between you and the garden, and the garden responds to you.
You know, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the things that we're bringing forward at Evolve this year is the from Domenher in Italy. They're doing these studies with plants, and it's going to be there at Evolve this weekend. They actually are finding that they can show that the plants respond to human voice, to sound, by connecting a synthesizer up to the plants with little alligator clips and stuff. They've been able to change the, if I can say this right, the electrical impulses that a plant puts out into
sure.
sound waves so we can actually
yep.
hear them.
Wow, how cool would that be?
It's amazing. We actually got to play with it a little bit with some plants in our house, and we would play a gong, and the plant would pause, and then it would come back and resonate a similar sound as
the
gong did.
I got to tell you, Les, I'm going to jump in here. When they told me about this, you know, they called and they were telling us that they wanted to bring these new opportunities to our show to have a plant orchestra. I thought, you know, I've met a lot of wacky people, but this is the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And a week later, they showed up at our door with these units, and my goodness, it was so shocking and so incredibly beautiful. We're really looking forward to sharing this at Evolve Expo. They're going to bring four of these units in, and throughout the show, we're going to have a plant orchestra going in one of our booths.
Well, you know, how nice is that? Because it makes it real. I mean, we can talk about plants interacting with us, and I have plants
yeah.
right here in the studio, and they I love them. And my five senses don't get a lot of dynamics, if you will. I mean, they're pretty still. I'm looking at them right now, and I'm glad they're on the show with us in their silence. But to be able to get that direct, immediate feedback that, yes, indeed, they're connected with us, and, yes, indeed, they respond to us, that, you know, it really changes everything. When you think of the consciousness of anything, a human being, a plant, an animal, I like to think of it as a musical instrument. And the reason a musical instrument affords such a broad range of sound is that everything vibrates without hindrance, without resistance. And I like to think of GMOs when the Western mind comes along and says, this attribute isn't desirable, so let's make a genetic modification so the attribute of the plant is more appealing to the narrow arena we're trying to influence. That's like taking some of the strings on a piano and putting mud on them, and because it doesn't allow the natural expression to fulfill itself. Does that make sense?
Well, I think it does, but at the same time, I have a little bit different opinion after working on this for the last couple of years. I think that the GMOs were really created so that some of these corporations have an opportunity to sell a lot of chemical. And if you look at the amount of chemical usage that's gone on the last 15 years, you'll see that there is a huge rise in the amount of chemical that's used, such as Roundup Ready type of products. And it's a travesty to see what they're doing with glyphosate all over the world and the amount of pollution that is being created that we're unaware of. And the consequences are unbelievable and long-term. And I think that's really the sad part about all this.
Oh, sure. Our food is so fundamental to how we live, to step on and pollute and dilute the purity of that food. I agree. We shouldn't be doing it to begin with, but to be very conscious of what's happening there, like you said, is important because you know, this isn't just a weekend show. Life continues on Earth open-ended, and we have generations after generations following us. When this kind of stuff happens, it's going to get passed on, and I don't think anybody would want to be the receptor of that.
You know, Les, going back to what you were talking about with the consciousness of the plant, what's really amazing to me, you know, the indigenous people teach that there is a connection to everything. And we don't hear that so much in Western thought. But quantum physics is showing that in the quantum field, everything is connected. And if you go back to your science classes and you go back to that everything is made up of energy, there is an incredible balance in life, in this consciousness. And I truly believe myself that everything has a consciousness, and that's what holds it into its physical form. And so when we start messing with that consciousness code, if you want to call it something like that,
sure,
of what this plant is, or, you know, what the stone is, what the water is, we start playing in areas that we don't understand. And until we do, it may not be wise. We maybe should go back to understanding the balance of nature, how incredible the creation is, and working to restore a balance to everything instead of messing with it so much.
Sure. Well, when it comes to...
We also used the term Inspiring Conscious Choices as our subtitle for Evolve Expo for a reason. And our goal for the show is to bring in masses of people to our show who are willing to at least stick their toe in the water and say, you know, what is this all about? What if? And really just have an experience and let things kind of just evolve and see what they think about it. But there's so much information and so much to learn, so many great things. And, you know, we talked about gardening. And, by the way, with Anastasia, one of the things I tried from that book, Anastasia always talked about taking the seeds and putting them in your mouth before you plant them in the ground.
Right.
Because then it resonates with your own vibration. And I've been doing that for a couple of years. I find it's fascinating how healthy and how vibrant the plants are and the vegetables that you eat after you do that. And it really makes a big difference. But when you talk about conscious choices and the opportunities that are going to be at Evolve Expo, there's just unlimited resources there and so many opportunities for people to come in and experience things they may not have thought about before. And they can take it home and immediately implement it. One of the things people ask me about all the time is, how do you eat healthy food? It costs so much more. And my answer is really simple, because I had to learn this the hard way myself, because that's what I thought also. When you're eating food that has great nutritional value, you eat so much less because you're not starving. You're not starving your body for that nutritional value that it's looking for. And so what we found is that we're buying food that is organic sometimes, or non-GMO, or we're growing our own. And ultimately, we're not spending any more than we did before, but we are eating less than we did before, and we're eating really good quality stuff. We don't eat any more packaged food here in our house. And
nice.
We only buy good quality food. So that's a big change for us, and it's been fantastic.
Nice, very nice. I listen to my body explicitly, and I was amazed at what my body told me. I'm like, I live here in Boulder, Colorado. I'm like, well, where should I buy my food? And my body said alfalfas, and it never ever has said whole foods. And as simple as the creamer I put in my coffee, my body was telling me, don't use creamer. And I mean, that seems like a simple thing, but I quit using that creamer and I found another creamer, and I found that there was part of my mental capacity that was being dulled by that creamer. What I'm getting at is when we listen to our own bodies, the wisdom of our own bodies will tell us what we need to know. And when we honor that wisdom, we become the benefactors of that in how we feel. How do you guys feel from focusing on the purity of food that you eat?
Well, it makes a big difference. And, you know, I haven't always paid attention, and my body's really reacted to it. One of the things that I like to do in the morning is drink coffee. I just really enjoy a warm beverage, and I drank coffee for a lot of years. And when I served on city council, I learned how to drink coffee, and then I drank, you know, more than I should, obviously. But I wasn't listening to my body, and my body was having negative reactions to the amount of acidity in the coffee. And it obviously was causing the acid reflux problem I had for many, many years. I actually went on medication to control the acid reflux because I wasn't listening to my body. And it got severe enough that the medication wasn't controlling it. And I finally started reacting and listening. And so I went out and I found an alkaline coffee, which I've grown to really love. And it's just changed everything about the flora of my body, the reaction to my body, how much oxygen I have in my body, and you know, my vital organs have also reacted differently. The coffee itself actually has a Chinese herb in it called Ganoderma, and it takes the coffee from an acid to an alkaline. And what a difference it's made just in my life by what you said, listening to your body and reacting instead of just being numb.
So if I'm a listener and I want to improve my quality of life, what kinds of things could I find at the Evolve Expo that would impact the quality of my life?
You know, what's really interesting about Evolve Expo is every year it evolves differently. And I truly believe that that has to do with what is it people are looking for. And, you know, this year we've got a lot around alternative medicine. So things along the lines of energy work, energy healing, massage, acupuncture. We've also got two or three different doctors that are going to be there speaking about new technologies that are coming down the road around laser-enhanced or laser-guided therapies, which are improving the nutrition. One of them actually is doing some studies on aging and is reversing aging using laser technology. There's so much that's coming to the market with really beneficial results. Grandmother Parrish is going to be there speaking about sustainability, the Native American perspective, and how to thrive and succeed really based on making healthy choices in your life. And, you know, when we called this inspiring conscious choice, to me, you can't make a conscious choice if you're not aware of what the options are. And so part of being conscious is being aware and learning how to be aware of what's around you so that you can make a choice. And then you take responsibility for choices in your life. And one of the things I've been taught is that responsibility means responding with ability. If you can't respond, if you don't know there's something else out there, it's hard to make a choice and it's hard to respond with ability. So some of the other things that we have are some energy models, the hydro hydro car, where they're actually using water in place of fuel, and you can actually fuel your vehicle that way. There's also quite a few different people there that are going to be able to show people how to, you know, use things like oils or how to use herbs or in the gardening especially.
And I'll jump in on the gardening. We've been working really hard. This is a new area for the show, and I'm really excited about it. We wanted to introduce gardening because we think that it's so important that people become more sustainable themselves and learn how to go back and live off the land again. And even if they're in a condo or an apartment, there's opportunities at our show to learn how to raise edible foods on your back deck year-round. And so we actually have a sponsor and a exhibitor coming to the show for the first time who has created a new solar greenhouse that goes on your back deck. And he's going to be there to teach about functioning with using a greenhouse and raising crops. But the other thing we've done, Les, is that we're actually building five different planter boxes that are raised boxes so that it's easy for people to work on. And we're going to, first of all, each day, teach people how to build the boxes in their own yards, if that's something they're interested in. And then we're going to talk about soils and conditioning soils and worms and composting. And these are really important things about soil conditioning that I'm not very familiar with and really want to learn a lot more about. And so we brought that to the show. And then we brought experts who are master gardeners in, who are going to teach people some of the basics through the, you know, novice people and people that are experts, but how to plant a seed, how to actually put seeds in the ground, how far apart they should be, how much soil goes over them, how do you compact, how much watering do, how to care for the plants once they start growing, and then how to harvest. And there's all kinds of interesting areas that I'd never thought of, which are the microgreens and some of the sprouts and various things also that are going to be talked about as well. So really the gardening is a great new area that we haven't really discussed previously, and really excited to have that area in. There's a live gardening area that will run all day Saturday and all day Sunday. That's just one of the four stages that we have operating. And then the next area is we have a live cooking demonstration stage, and that's sponsored by Natural Grocers. And so we have celebrity chefs as well as expert chefs coming in, and they're doing live demonstrations of cooking. What I asked for was when I go into Natural Grocers or Alfalfa's or Whole Foods, one of those places, and they have all those bins of grain and stuff that I walk by, and I'm like, man, that looks really cool, but what in the world do I do with it? I could never figure that out. And so we've asked these chefs to start teaching us how to use those grains to enhance our diets, and that's part of what the program is, how to cook with the grains, how to use more natural beef, grass-fed beef, various relationships with chickens. We're going to have chickens at the shows. We're going to have rabbits and a variety of other livestock. So just a good experience and a good way to think about the choices you have of how you live your life.
I can really see how the expo has evolved. It's taking on a new form every year. You know, when you talk about your life, I mean, what could be more beneficial to you? I almost said valuable, but beneficial to you than how you feel, the quality of your life. You know, it's that inspiring consciousness that makes you aware of new choices that bring new opportunities into your life. I know, for example, when I'm at home, I have pretty good control over what food I eat. But when I travel, I have to eat at other establishments, and I quickly notice my body respond in kind. And so, you know, if you're living your life and you're just getting by, or you can feel tired or not very engaged in life, it's these kind of ideas can turn your life around. I mean, you guys have really loaded the expo with, you're talking about food, you're talking about gardening, you're talking about cooking, alternative medicine, new practices, doctors will be there. I mean, you've really stacked the deck for new opportunities as far as what an individual could do to bring new choices into their life.
Well, there's also a whole platform that we haven't even talked about yet with you, and that involves, you know, part of this is dealing with the body, but there's also the pieces dealing with the mind and the emotions and the spirit. And we've got some great people coming in that are going to be talking about Jonathan Ellerbe, who is going to talk about restoring the most important relationship in your life for health and happiness, which is really about being happy with yourself. Self-motivation mastery with Randy Ferguson. So how do you motivate yourself? How do you keep yourself going? Where do you find the passion that's in there? An introduction to soul-body fusion with Johnette Crowley. She's going to be talking about how do you connect with your spirit and really pull that guidance, the intuition, and who you really truly are. How do you pull that in and lock it into your being? Also, another great speaker that we're going to have is Rachel Jane Groover, and she's going to talk about the art of feminine presence for women, personal presence, feminine energy, and inspiring change. We also have a great guest, David Karcher from Sunrise Ranch, coming in. He's going to be talking about how you find your tribe, how do you create conscious community. So there's a whole piece around, you know, that passion inside of you. Where do you find your passion? How do you expand yourself? How do you stay motivated and, you know, excited about life? And how do you create? So that's a whole piece for the mind and the emotions, the heart, and connecting up with spirit. One of the things that I really know, as human beings, we are those four components. We are the physical body, we are our emotions, we're our mind and the way we think, and we are spirit. And when we get all four of those things firing on all cylinders, we're unstoppable. We create, we're powerful, we connect, we have relationships. And so it's about nurturing all those parts of the human being.
So this would be beneficial to all walks of life. I mean, what you're talking about, like an athlete that's looking to perform, well, that athlete's going to be using their body. They're going to be using their mind, the food, the fuel they put in their body. If I'm in business and I'm working to make my my platform more robust and vibrant, that would relate to my consciousness, being conscious of choices I could make. You know, what we're talking about here really is human potential, and
absolutely,
I don't think anything on the planet's more powerful than our human consciousness, our human potential. And what you guys have done is really created a wonderful environment for us to bring it up on all those levels.
It's amazing. And one of the doctors is not only going to be talking about the laser therapies and the medical side, but the other thing that Dr. Lamb and he's working with Dr. Todd Ovakaitis, and another piece of their work is on sound and tone, and they call it causal art. embodying resonant intention. And so this is the creation of the art itself. So when you create the right conditions around it, you create the art which excites and creates more. So this is, you know, all of these ideas of visionary stewardship, of, you know, of playing in with the, you know, alternative power sources and solar energy. And these are all creations that people have brought forward. They all started with a thought in the mind, but something motivated them and something moved them forward and something kept them going. And so in order to be that amazing creator that we are, we really do need to nurture all these parts of ourselves. And it starts with the kids. And so one of the big focuses that we have really been bringing into the show is the kids program, too. And, Larry, I don't know if you want to touch on that a little bit more also.
Boy, I sure do. We know that so many young families come to our show, and the kids are a big part of it. We wanted to bring the kids to the show. Kids 15 and under are free. And we have a live cooking stage set up. It's going to run about 3.5 hours a day, and they're going to do things like cook pasta from scratch in the sauce, and they'll have a chance to taste it and see how good it is and all those kind of fun things. But also there's all kinds of artwork projects they can get involved in. There are stations in every aisle in our expo hall where if the mom and dad are talking to an exhibitor, the kids can go over to this booth and do some artwork or play with something and just have a good time and not get bored. We'll also have an interactive stage for the kids, and so it really is a full program for the kids just to have a great time while they're there. A group called the Patchwork School is helping us host that area, and we're really excited to work with them.
You know, it's... The media has been telling us how far off the path we've gotten from the natural order of life. And we've talked a little bit about our food and how our food being alive literally interacts with us. It's, you know, these next chapters of our human story is going to be decided by what we put our attention on, by what we focus on. And in order for us to collectively create a vision, a dream of what's possible for our human condition, it's going to be in these arenas. I really like how you've stacked these topics up so comprehensively about what affects our human condition, and you're bringing it all together in a single place in Denver this weekend. I mean, it has to feel good. How do you guys feel doing this year after year?
I got to tell you, it's a lot of work, but if we didn't absolutely love it, it wouldn't get done. Our staff is amazing, and everybody works hard, and we really believe that if we can touch, you know, a few lives along the way, that we're making a difference. And we don't want to touch a few. We want to touch thousands and thousands of people. Anybody just willing to stick their toe in the water and say, what if, are the people we're trying to reach. And we've really been doing a lot of marketing for this show. We've been doing a lot of television advertising. And we just want to bring in folks that have just a little bit of interest, just to see what the possibilities are, because once they start down the road, they're going to see how wonderful life can change. And just living a healthy lifestyle just changes your whole attitude about not only eating, but also how, you know, you just live your life every day, and opportunities to be out in the yard and opportunities to work with other people and find out that maybe you don't need all the medications and garbage that doctors are filling us up with, and stop using all the pesticides and herbicides in our gardens and on our lawns, and it'll really change how you feel overall. So we love doing the show. It's obviously a lot of work. Our little floor plan is 40,000 square feet this year, so there's a lot of moving parts, but we're very, very excited going into it, to say the least. It's really just a great opportunity to meet several thousand people, and we hope that a lot of people will come out, bring their friends and tell their family about it, and definitely bring the kids along also. They'll have a great time.
Circling back to you were at the beginning of the program around money, you know, we do this because we're passionate about it, but the world is driven by funding and money right now, and you were asking the questions earlier about, you know, is there another way of doing this? Is there another way of creating those kind of things? And one of our speakers that we're going to have is actually going to talk about social media for fun, but also for fundraising, and how you can use it to, make a little bit of extra, or how you can raise funds for your church or your school, other than, you know, selling the wrapping paper or candy or cookies and things that people have been doing for years. So there's even a business aspect to this. And that's the one thing we love. We've been entrepreneurs since we were 18 years old. And you have to be creative and you have to love what you're doing. And you have to be able to remake yourself over and over again. And, so being an entrepreneur and loving business and loving the creation of something new, that's what really drives us. And then this is also a great learning experience for us, because bringing in all of these people, I mean, I would love to encourage all of your listeners to just step out, get involved in little projects, get involved in huge projects, because the bigger the project, the bigger the impact it has on your life, the more people that you touch, the more people that you become friends with, it makes life so incredibly rich. That's bigger than any monetary number you can ever put on anything, is this relationship and the connection that happens. And we can build whatever kind of world that we want to see. It really is exciting to think that in the future we could build a world where people work together, that they share and support each other, and that we're all working at this top peak level. That's what I want to see for people, starting from the really young all the way to the old. It doesn't really matter. It's all a state of mind anyway, I think.
Sure. Well, you know, I like what you said about working on something large, something big. And, I think what grows out of it is you. I mean, it's like you rebirth yourself over and over and over again, infinitum, on a ongoing basis when the idea you have, and that's typically fed to us from our heart and our soul, when we get this glimpse, this vision of what life can be, and you two have done it in spades, by that first glimpse, that first idea of holding an Evolve Expo, and here we are years later, and here it is, expanding and growing and evolving to be exactly what needs to happen in this year. When we show up for those visions, those ideas, those dreams that our heart and our soul shows us, they're always handcrafted for our happiness, for our fulfillment, for our satisfaction. And when we honor that with action and passion, then that's, I suggest, that's the doorway to heaven on earth.
I think you're right. I think we all have an amazing opportunity to just live a great, vital life if we choose to. And you know, we just need to look at how we live our lives every day and maybe start asking the question, why are we doing this? Sometimes it doesn't make any sense, and we've just been programmed to do things. And, you know, I remember growing up and what life was like, and it was a pretty simple life. And, you know, I don't remember ever eating packaged foods. I don't remember drinking a lot of soda and all the garbage chemicals I was putting in my body. And once I stopped and said, why am I doing this, and started reading the crazy labels and all the chemicals I was putting in my body, I just made the choice to stop and then started looking at my overall environment. And I think we all have that opportunity, and that's really what Evolve is all about. It's an opportunity just to play and to experience and to think about the possibilities for your own life.
Very nice. And those possibilities are limitless. You can't exhaust it. There's always another chapter. There's always another inspiration.
Yeah, we're proving that every year, huh?
The coolest thing is that, you know, we all came in with our own blueprint and our own reason for being here and what we're interested in and what we choose to do. And there's nothing to me that's more exciting than to watch the light bulb go off in somebody's head and say, oh, wow, this is what I want to do, and this is, and I can see this happening. And you know, so bringing these possibilities forward, where people have a bigger playing field, where they have more ideas and concepts to play with, and then encouraging them to step it up. That, to me, in working on the GMO campaign, was the most exciting piece of it, was watching all the people who came together with passion, who had never in their life experienced something like this or had worked on a campaign, and just step it up a level that you know, excited them, that created something, and then it really had an impact on the state and on a nation, and they saw that. They saw what they could create. And, you know, when you've done something like that, there's no going back. There's, there just isn't. There's no going back. You see it, and it's like, what else am I capable of? And you may want to take a break and go on vacation, but you get a little bored after a while, and you got to start finding something else to do. And that's the kind of passion that I want to see in people. So that's one of the reasons why we build Evolve.
Hey, Les, I want to tell you a story also about traveling and eating. One of the things we do for a living is we produce conventions and trade shows all over the world, and we love doing that work and producing these shows. And recently I've been on the road looking at hotels and convention centers and a variety of different locations where we could hold our shows. And I've been getting into interesting discussions with catering departments and restaurants within these hotels as I'm sitting with their managers talking about our shows. And I tell them what we do with food. They are completely fascinated with the possibilities, and they know nothing about organic or GMOs, and so I get an opportunity to teach them also, and it's opening up this possibility for them. And the funny thing that happens is while I stay with them in their hotel, all of a sudden they're finding ways to feed me in a way that I never thought was possible, and they're finding organic food for me, and they're finding non-GMO food for me, and just decided I was going to talk about it everywhere I go and what my expectation is, and the response has been phenomenal. They may think I'm crazy, but I like being crazy.
Sure. Have you met normal? I mean, crazy is the new normal.
Well, I think we've met normal, and I don't really like what it looks like, so I'm happy to be crazy.
Well, I suggest the Evolve Expo is a garden for ourselves where we can grow ourselves in vibrant and exciting ways. I really love what you guys have put together with this. Well, you know, an hour can go by pretty fast. Can you let our listeners know about the Evolve Expo and also how to get in touch with you outside of the scope of the Expo if you choose?
Well, that would be great. Thank you for that opportunity. So Evolve Expo is March 7th and 8th, and it is at the National Western Complex. We're very excited to welcome as many of your guest listeners there as possible. And believe it or not, this isn't about money making for us. And so we didn't charge $200 or $100. We charged $10 per person. Kids 15 and under are free. Seniors 65 and older are $5. Military with IDs are $5. And we want to welcome in as many people as we possibly can. So the National Western is a great facility for this. It's located right about I-70 at Brighton Boulevard. It's in the Hall of Education. And they can go to our website, which is www.evolveexpo.com. And the whole show is up there. They can see the expo hall. They can see the entire program. They can see the philosophy of the show and really just get a better feel for what it is. And they can pre-purchase their tickets there so they don't have to wait in line when they get there. But certainly we're going to register a lot of folks on location, and we've got a system set up which will be quite quick. Now, on March 7th also, our show ends at 6 p.m., and at 7 p.m., we are doing an event in the same location called Evolution, Our Time. And really what it is a huge sound concert. I would call it a gong bath. And we're featuring an internationally renowned musician by the name of Kimba RM, who's from Boulder. And she's played with some very, very well-noted people. People will know her. And then there's a group that have been playing together for a very long time. And so they'll be playing gongs, there'll be didgeridoos, there'll be flutes, there'll be a huge crystal bowl area, and all kinds of other instruments in between. And it's an opportunity for people to come with their mats, their blankets, their pillows, and just enjoy an amazing bath of sound vibration, which really is healing and quite healing to the earth as well. So that is on Saturday night, March 7th, from 7 to 9 p.m. And that ticket is $20. Again, children 15 and under are free. But overall, we're very, very happy to be part of the community and offer great opportunities for learning and experiencing. And we're very happy to work with folks if they're interested in contacting our company. They can call us at 303-469-0306. And we produce a variety of different programs, seminars, as well as entertainment type of venues. So they're a lot of fun, and we have a great staff that really does all the finite details to make the show just flow beautifully.
Well, very nice. Well, I want to thank you both for being on the show. I really appreciate what you're doing with the passion of your heart, and it really shows. So thank you both so much.
Thank you for allowing us to come on tonight, and really appreciate the work you're doing as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of great opportunities all around us, Wes. And, yeah, thank you. It's a blessing to know you and know the work that you're doing, and we just hope you'll continue as well. And so many of us are communicating together, and it's just a great opportunity to make a difference here in Colorado.
All right. Thank you. You know, the to take the time to grow yourself is some of the best time you can spend. To invest in yourself has an effect for the rest of your life. And, you know, our guests tonight really showed that, and they've really showcased what's possible in our human condition with Evolve Expo. So I really recommend you take the time and go check out the expo. And thank you for showing up for yourself by listening to the show. If you like what you've heard tonight, go to New Human Living and check out the radio page. You know, when you're commuting, that's time you can spend expanding your awareness. And the radio archives, we've had some wonderful guests on with some wonderful topics. call up a show during your commute and listen to it and expand your awareness while you drive. How nice is that? Thanks again for showing up. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.